The JonBenet Ramsey Case. Background. On December 25, 1996, the Ramseys, John, Patsy, JonBenet, and Burke, went home after attending a Christmas party at their friend's home, the Whites. Just prior to 6 a.m., Patsy placed a 911 call where she audibly frantically reports, "We have a kidnapping," and she reports finding a ransom note. Patsy also says that her daughter is missing, and quickly gives the 911 operator her home address and other details about the note, then shortly after, presumably, hangs up the phone. Shortly after the call, a lone police officer arrives at the Ramseys' home and begins to find out details about what has occurred. Initially, at the home, the youngest child, JonBenet, was not in her room. And the parents reported her missing. There was a 3-page ransom note, and Burke, the older child, is in the home unharmed. The police initially treat the case as reported, a ransom, and initially remain in the home. Despite the many note warnings against any outside contact, police, friends, and family are openly allowed in and out of the Ramsey home during the morning hours of December 26. A call for instructions was described in the note to occur at 10 a.m. of unspecified date. But 10 a.m. of December 26 came and went, and no call ever came to the Ramseys' home, nor any concerns or comments were made about it. At around 1 p.m., the deceased body of JonBenet was found by her father, John, while he and his friend Mr. White were conducting a search of the entire house, as had been suggested by the police. The body was found in the home's basement, in an obscure wine cellar. The body was immediately picked up and carried upstairs by John, where he placed it down and where Patsy immediately made contact with it as she hysterically cried. The body was soon covered with a sheet and the criminal investigation as to what happened began. The investigation of the murder was plagued with errors and missteps, crime scene contamination, evidence tampering and destruction, and more. It would grow to span into multiple states and catch nationwide attention. In the crime scene, there were no usable fingerprints found, no unknown footprints, no definitive foreign DNA, and no likely points of entry or exit for an intruder. The existing evidence includes the uniquely lengthy ransom note written in the home using paper and pen from the home, a garrote device constructed with a paintbrush from the home, and a cord of unknown origin, the duct tape of unknown origin, and the body. The body was found wrapped in a blanket, with the garrote loosely tied with semi-sophisticated knots around hands and around neck, and a piece of duct tape had been placed over the mouth. The perplexing circumstances around the case, the media attention, the lack of obvious suspects, and the inability and unwillingness to bring up charges, all gave this case worldwide notoriety. The case remains unsolved.